Hi, I'm Ben Rizzuto, wealth strategist at Janus Henderson Investors. For 90 years, we've worked to help clients achieve superior financial outcomes and fulfill our purpose of investing in a brighter future together. To learn more, go to janushenderson.com.
Here's your closing bell brief for Wednesday, June 22nd. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. After several days of steep ups and downs, a quieter day on Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 47 points to close at 30,483. The S&P 500 was down about 5 points, and the Nasdaq lost 16 points. Stocks wobbled between positive and negative territory, but then stayed negative after Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell acknowledged that the central bank's interest rate raising campaign could cause an economic downturn. Separately, Federal Reserve Bank of Philadelphia President Patrick Harker said that while the U.S. economy may see a modest contraction in growth, he expects the job market to remain strong. Oil prices have been weighed down by fears that the Fed's efforts to fight inflation will slow the economy and reduce demand for fuel. Brent crude, the international benchmark for oil prices, dropped 2.5% to $111.74 a barrel, its lowest settlement value in a month. Among individual stocks, shares of Moderna rose 4.7% after the drug maker said a modified version of its COVID-19 vaccine resulted in immune responses against fast-spreading Omicron subvariants. And shares of Altria fell nearly 9%. The company owns a 35% stake in Juul Labs, which we report exclusively is likely to be ordered by the FDA to take its e-cigarettes off the U.S. market. And it was a down day in the cryptocurrency sector. Bitcoin, the world's largest cryptocurrency by market value, fell almost 4% to about $20,075. And shares of cryptocurrency exchange Coinbase Global declined nearly 10%. We'll have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker, wherever you get your podcasts.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.